VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us today here on Crosstalk. Oh, if you're like most people, so often we get wrapped up in the busyness of the time. There's the shopping, the wrapping, the traveling, the clothing, getting the cards out or getting your post out through social media outlets, the baking of goodies, the preparing the house for company or packing up to go somewhere, wrapping things up at the office, maybe 100 other items that you've been involved in over the past many days and even in the days to come. But ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we sit back, take a deep breath, and focus on the reason why we celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a time that we celebrate the birth of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we're told in 1 John chapter 4, verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." Friends, that's what it's all about. The Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, he was born to die that we might live. And today on Crosstalk, we're setting aside all the issues, what's happening in Washington or what's happening at the UN or in our local communities as such, in order to reflect upon Christmas here in 2017. And we will be spending extended time taking phone calls from you, the listeners, today on the program, to have you reflect upon Christmas 2017 and what makes Christmas special to you. What's in your heart this Christmas season? Maybe you'd like to tell us your favorite Christmas carol, why it's your favorite. Maybe you want to reflect on one of the characters in the Christmas story recorded in the Scriptures. Maybe there's a particular verse of Scripture from the account of the birth of Christ that's really touched your heart. Maybe there's been a spiritual decision in your life made in a Christmas past that you'd like to share, or maybe a blessing that you've just experienced this Christmas time. What's on your heart this Christmas? Our telephone number to Crosstalk is 1-800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And again, we're not talking issues today of things that are going on in this world. Let's talk about the main issue, that of the Father sending his Son to be the Savior of the world. And we're giving you opportunity just to share a reflection this Christmas season. And again, just let us know what is making Christmas special to you. What's on your heart this Christmas? The lines have filled up immediately. Keep in mind, this is one of those programs in which we're planning on taking lots of calls. So as you hear somebody discontinue their conversation with us, that will be your opportunity to pick up your phone and give us a call here today on Crosstalk with Christmas Reflections 2017. Again, maybe it's sharing a favorite Christmas carol, why it's your favorite, or reflecting on one of the characters in the Christmas story that speaks to you in a particular way. Maybe there's a particular verse of Scripture from the account of the birth of Christ that's really touched your heart. So we'll take your phone calls today here on Crosstalk. Write down the number, and when you hear somebody terminate their call with us, that's your opportunity to pick up your phone and dial us at 800-733-9829. And we're going to begin in our home city of Milwaukee. Merry Christmas to Daryl. Thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hello, Jim. This is Daryl Black of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Crosstalk for some years, and I'm thankful for this program. And I'm calling today is because I received my Christmas gift when Jesus Christ put me in prison in 1998. I believe it was during around April time. Mm-hmm. And I've been walking with the Lord ever since, you know, with his help. He's still working with me. I thank God for Crosstalk because you are very sound in doctrine. I learned so many things. I'm thankful for the VCY bookstore. Mm-hmm. I go there and get tracts, which the Lord has blessed me to meet many people as I spread his word.
Amen.
And you all have blessed me to learn so many things. And I think about that time when Vic was living, he was suggesting that someone send in a picture. And I had thought about sending in a picture because I have so many tapes. And my mother gets on my case all the time with all my tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And all those tapes, you know, they just contain God's word.
Yeah.
And I just learned so many things through God's word. And it's just a blessing to be able to even get through today.
Amen.
And the Lord is truly a blessing. And Jim, may you all have a very Merry Christmas. And everybody in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, be mindful of the fact that Jesus is the reason for the season. He is the Christmas gift. And I just have one more thing. There was a song that the Lord gave me years ago, and it goes like, deck the halls with halls of jolly, but it goes like this. 'Tis the season, clean your house and make it holy, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season for salvation, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Not to serve a guy named Santa, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Rearrange the end and the name becomes Satan, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Pay attention to the salutation, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. If you don't, you may find hell waiting, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Daryl, for your call here today. It's about the Savior, the purpose to rescue us from going to hell. Thank you. Ken in Ashland, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I never get a chance to write nothing down because I'm always driving. I just thank God Almighty for giving a son to die that we may have life. Yeah. And for my church, Grace Bible Fellowship, and a wonderful wife I was blessed with that loves the Lord. I'm so blessed, I have no clue. I really don't. Yeah. Just thank you very much for your show and all you guys, what you do. Thank you.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Ken.
You.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thanks. Then we have, let's go to Grand Junction, Colorado. And Lane, okay. You're on the air.
Thank you. God bless you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Yes.
You're on
Hello.
The air. Yep, turn your radio off, please.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Yes. My Christmas reflection is of a more common or more newer Christmas carol, but the words are, the angels call him Jesus, Mary calls him Jesus, but I call him Lord.
Hmm.
And every time I hear that song, I just think of what the precious gift is that he has given us, that we can truly call him our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call, and Merry Christmas to you. Sissy is next in Greenfield. You're on the air. Hello, Sissy.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. Merry Christmas to everyone. And I'm so thankful for VCY. I am thankful for your ministry and for all of the information that we get whenever we turn 107.7 FM on. And all of the programs, Brandon House, you guys with Crosstalk, and Christmas to me is the Lord Jesus Christ and everything that he has done for us as a baby, growing up, crucifying, buried, death, resurrection, and the gift. If no one has ever experienced that gift, they have no idea what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Ontario, Canada. John, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. A few years ago, I wrote a little Christmas poem that says, he came to earth to be born a man, to die as the sacrificial lamb, so that those who place their trust in him may have sins forgiven and be born again. And last year, I made little Christmas cards out of it and went around town, around the square in Goderich, and passed them out to people. And this one man was very, very volatile and screaming and shouting how Jesus is not God, Satan is God, and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, well, obviously you don't know him. And then his brother, I met his brother, and he communicated to me that the Bible was just a conspiracy and that I was foolish for believing it.
Mm.
And my heart goes out to him because I used to be the same way. And I just thank God for his gift of his son. I'm so appreciative. My family knows him and loves him. And I just am so thankful for this time.
Praise the Lord for that, and thank you for being a witness, even where God has put you. And I couldn't help but think, even of Scripture from 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And certainly we know that the God of this world hath blinded the hearts and minds of many. We need to pray that the Spirit of God removes the scales from those eyes.
That's right. Thank you so much for your program.
God bless you, John. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Our telephone number, 800-733-9829. Ron is calling from Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
I'm very happy to say that Jesus is a spotless lamb, and being born, I think about his grace and mercy towards us. Mm. And it gives you a happy insight that God's in the midst, and he's going to reverse what Adam did, and somehow we can reconcile and have fellowship with God.
We can reconcile, and that's why Jesus came, brought that reconciliation to us, and we can praise God that he is the last Adam, the second Adam.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Dan in Meridian, Mississippi. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to start off by saying happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody. We don't have enough time to cover all the things that I'm thankful for, but I'm going to make this short and sweet. First of all, I'm thankful for the ransom sacrifice of Jesus coming to die so that we all can have salvation, which I think is really what Christmas is all about. I give thanks for having parents that raised all four of us the right way. And I give thanks for my friend Jim, who have really been a help to me and who has really been like a father and a brother to me. And I like to give thanks for our little kitty, Leanne, also.
Well, praise the Lord. You got a heart full of thanksgiving this Christmas. God bless you, Dan.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Thank you for the call.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I've got three open phone lines, folks, at 800-733-9829. Hermiston, Oregon. Sue, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to share with people the one song that I love is Joy to the World, and what the Holy Spirit has laid on my heart continually through the year. The word joy, Jesus, others, and you.
Yeah.
All of you have a blessed Christmas.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call here today. Yeah, that word joy, and certainly we see the angels rejoice. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, good will toward men. And certainly we see joy in the hearts of the shepherds. We see joy coming through the angels. We see joy on the part of Mary as well. And certainly we have joy in our heart. It's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Isn't that what the hymn says? Of joy that is there because the Savior indeed has come. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk, and we'll come back to more of your phone calls. And keep in mind that our lines are opening up about every minute as people share their reflection here for 2017. And then the line opens up. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what caused the Ice Age?
Chris, as near as we can tell, the Ice Age came after the flood, kind of an after effect of the flood caused by the flood itself. The primary cause of the Ice Age was that snow accumulated in vast quantities and did not melt, as it piled up and turned into ice and began to flow as glaciers. The real need for enhanced snowfall is more evaporation from the ocean waters, and this would have happened if the ocean waters were warmer. We see from Scripture that the fountains of the great deep brought up superheated waters from deep inside the earth. I suspect that the flood waters were significantly warmer than today. This evaporation provided the raw material for the Ice Age. Even though the Ice Age isn't mentioned by name in Scripture, it is intimated. Even the Ice Age goes back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Christmas Reflections 2017, taking a break from the hustle and bustle that the schedule so many of us are involved in to focus in on the birth of the Savior, the Lord Jesus. The Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. So we're asking you to reflect upon Christmas 2017. What makes Christmas special to you? What's on your heart this Christmas season? Maybe a favorite spiritual Christmas carol. Why it's your favorite, or you, if you want to reflect upon one of the characters in the Christmas story as that just really speaks to your heart. Maybe there's a verse from the scriptural account of the birth of Christ that really has touched your heart. As we said, maybe there's a special decision that you've made in your life in the Christmas past, or a blessing you'd like to share from this Christmas season. Our number is 800-733-9829. All lines are filled at this moment, but they will all be opening up here momentarily. So as you hear somebody finish their reflection here on the air with us today, that will be your opportunity to call right down the number, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Waukesha, Wisconsin. Judy, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I first of all want to praise God for Crosstalk and for the people, who are able to listen to it. And I'm going to turn my radio down. And I have a light in my window 365 days a year, because He is the light of the world every day. And sometimes people will ask me about that. My sadness is that more people don't know Him. Every chance I get, I try to witness. And when I say, Merry Christmas to people, I say Holy Christmas to people. And I'm just thankful all the way around. It's been hinted that maybe I'm bipolar. And what it simply is the joy of the peace of the Lord, all He's accomplished of His own free will. He died for me and for everyone. Hmm. And the other half is the sadness of the people who don't know Him.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord with all of you.
Thank you, Judy. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, you too, sir.
Bye-bye now. David in Rome, Georgia, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for letting me come on. I'm just I just wanted to comment on how silly it is to be offended at the Merry Christmas greeting. It shows that they know that there's something truthful about Christ. And yet I'm not offended at the Happy Holiday, because the word holiday actually comes from two English words, holy and day. And Christmas is indeed a holy day for us who believe in Jesus Christ and have accepted Him as our Savior. So I'm not too worried about Happy Holiday, but I can't understand why they're offended at Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and I understand certainly the root of holiday. The point, I guess, more so with that is that it is a very deliberate part that people make to avert saying the word Christmas, and so try to be more generic with holidays in that regard without even recognizing what they're saying. But there is the belief and the acceptance today that holidays or happy holidays is much more secularized than Christmas.
You don't offend anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, David.
Why aren't they offended when we say Happy New Year? when do they think we started counting? What do they think B.C. and A.D. mean, stand for?
Yeah, they're changing those two, aren't they?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But traditionally, we're B.C. and A.D.
Amen. God bless you, David. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now. Here's another call from Georgia. Doug, you're on the air.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking Jesus died for me that I might be saved. And the real reason for dying is he died for everybody. Muslims and everybody.
Okay.
I just want everybody to keep the real reason why we're supposed to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
You're right. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let's go to Cincinnati, Ohio. Greg, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I want to thank the Lord. I can still read my 18-volume Braille Bible.
You have a Braille Bible?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one from Salt Creek Baptist in 1976. Mm-hmm. I had to get another one from Braille Bible is international, and it's 18 volumes.
Okay.
Because I'm totally blind, and I'm taking it with me to Zanesville.
And what
I'm
makes
going to Zanesville.
Wonderful. What makes Christmas special to you, Greg?
That I can teach those children, and the Lord is with me when I'm doing it.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Greg. We trust you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bobby's calling next in Joplin, Missouri. You're on the air. Hello, Bob. Sorry about that. And we're not going to let that go, Bobby. And we're going next to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Chris, you're on the air.
Okay. Merry Christmas. I never cease to wonder at the glory that Jesus left to come and give us the gift of salvation.
Yeah.
And I'm especially thankful that I had good news on my vision. I was headed for total blindness. And the doctors at the Mayo say that things are looking up, that things are stable. And I just want to encourage people to read the Bible, because I was on a crash course reading the Bible, and I could not believe the spiritual vision that I had. So that my loss of vision really turned into a blessing. God bless you all, and have a great Christmas blessing.
Amen. Same to you. Thanks for the call. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Let's go to Zanesville, Ohio. Hi, Scott. You're on the air.
Good afternoon and Merry Christmas. I just wanted to say that I'm truly blessed this year, and I have seen so many members of my family come to the Lord this year, and so many friends who have been away from the Lord coming back and coming to church. And I cannot stress enough to be in a constant state of praise. God is so great, and we serve an awesome God, and Merry Christmas, and thank you for what you do.
Amen. Merry Christmas to you as well, Scott. We've got Mark in Damascus, Alabama. You're on the air.
Yes, I just thank God this year for the blessings that he gives, most of all for his son, Jesus, and all the benefits that come with that, the things that we take for granted a lot of times. I thank God for where I was raised, the parents I had, the family, the church that I have, and my children know the Lord, and I just thank God that he made a way for us to have a relationship with him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. Much to be thankful for.
Yes, sir. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and same to you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye now. Maxine is next in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Yep, this is Maxine. I'm thankful that the first people to come to see the Lord Jesus was the shepherds, and that tells us that God loves the farmers and the ranchers. So I want to give credit to our farmers and ranchers today.
Thank you, Maxine. Appreciate your call. Faye is calling from Alabama. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm just grateful as a Christian. I can say Merry Christmas. And when I write the word Christmas, I capitalize Christ. And you would be very surprised at the response. It's beautiful and people love it. So as a Christian, I celebrate Christmas.
Okay. Thank you, Faith.
And I'm grateful for Crosstalk.
Well, we're glad you're listening. I trust it's a blessing to you.
It is. Thank you so much, and be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And our number, three open lines here, 800-733-9829 to Erie, Pennsylvania. Hi, Vicki. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I just give thanks for the family time that we have during Christmas, and that Jesus, to celebrate Jesus' birthday, and all the love that is shown during this time of year, more than the rest of the year, and hopefully and pray that it will continue on.
Amen.
Through the rest of the year.
Amen. Yeah, that family time is wonderful, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go next to Georgia. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say Christmas is
such a special time of year because it's the Lord's birthday, and also it's really fun to, you know, family get-togethers for.
Yeah.
And also that you can get past all everything else because Christmas is here.
Mm-hmm.
I have three things to say to everyone listening. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and remember Christ's birthday all year round, not just the 25th day of December.
Something to celebrate, isn't it? Thank you, David. Have a blessed Christmas. And let's see, our number 800-733-9829. Robert is calling next in Port Charlotte, Florida. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look, my wife's in the nursing home. I just thank God that he's there with her every day taking care of her. And God bless your station and all your good information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert. And have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Nancy is next in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Nancy.
Yes, good afternoon and Merry Christmas. I was raised in a denominational church, but it wasn't until I went to college when I had Christians witness to me, John 1:12, to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. In other words, you can't get baptized and go backwards, but born of God. And my favorite Christmas carol, as a result, is O Little Town of Bethlehem, where it says, the meek soul who will receive him still,
yeah,
the dear Christ enters in.
Mm-hmm.
And it emphasizes the necessity of receiving and having that conscious will to do so.
Yeah, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you for your call. And yes, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Folks, isn't it amazing that hundreds of years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born, that the prophet Micah gave that prophecy as recorded in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Oh, many of you are familiar with it. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Tremendous prophecy that came to pass with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, even in Bethlehem. Today is Christmas Reflections 2017, and we're going to take a break here in just seconds, but I want to share this. Every phone line is open right now, so there's no waiting. You can call at 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And if you find many, if you call in a few moments and you find they're busy, that means you can call back in just a minute or two after we pick up calls again after the break. But the lines are all open here, 800-733-9829. And just call and share what is making Christmas special to you here this year. We'll take your calls right after the break here on Crosstalk.
High in the Swiss Alps, Lucian, a lonely, frightened 13-year-old, is overtaken by catastrophic events as he causes little Danny to fall off of a cliff. Lucian finds himself an outcast with his family, his school friends, and especially the very hostile Annette, the sister of Danny. Bitterness and anger set in. As Lucian finds solitude in the nearby woods, he comes across a woodcarver who helps him find the peace he was looking for that not only changes his life, but that of others as well. Treasures of the Snow quickly captures the heart. It's a story of friendship, forgiveness, and redemption. Treasures of the Snow is available on DVD for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829. You may also write VCY America, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208.
Welcome back to Crosstalk here on VCY America for Christmas Reflections 2017. And yes, the lines have filled up again, but there'll be time for your calls here as we complete the calls that are in line with us right now. And we're going right back to the phone lines. Daniel is calling from Pensacola, Florida. Daniel, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just want to let people know in the world that they might not agree that there's a God behind the Christmas, but every time they go out and buy a present and give somebody else, that they are acknowledging it, because the very first Christmas present was God himself giving us a child, Jesus Christ. Whether they like it or not, they're still performing an act of giving a gift. So I just wish that the whole world would give glory to God for the very first Christmas present.
For God's
child, Jesus Christ.
For God's
Thank you very much, and I listen to your program all the time.
Thank you, Daniel. For God so loved the world, he gave. He gave his only begotten son. Now let's go to Washington State. Johnny calling. Hi, Johnny. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. We're reminded without Christmas, there could be no Easter. No resurrection, no forgiveness, no cleansing power.
Yeah.
No Holy Spirit within. I thank you, Father, for the gift that keeps on giving, and I thank you for your ministry. Bless you.
God bless you for your call here today, Johnny. Have a Merry Christmas. And let's go to Marge calling from Wausau, Wisconsin. Hi, Marge. You're on the air.
Hi. Every year I send out a Christmas letter or verses in rhyme instead of a Christmas card, and I'd like to just share that with you. It focuses on Jesus. Oh, what joy to know our Savior. God in him came down to earth. He came to rescue sinners whose souls to him are great worth. Jesus became one of us, born in flesh, yet perfect without sin. He is touched by the feelings of our weakness. He too knew hunger, grew tired, and wept at the grave of a friend. Jesus humbled himself, even obedient unto death, the death of the cross, for our salvation to win. God is not willing that any should perish, but unto him to come and repent of their sin. It's Christmas time. Many nativity scenes are placed about. We are remembering his coming over 2,000 years ago into our fallen world. That's past tense now. He is alive at the right hand of his Father, and we await for that final shout. As people, we are busy going to and fro. Same was back in those days. People traveled to Bethlehem to report for census and to pay their taxes, as was decreed to be so. They knew of a promised Redeemer, but to that their attention wasn't turned. The Savior was quietly given, and when it was known to many, he was all just burned. When someone asks me, are you ready for Christmas? I know they mean our gifts bought, baking finished, decorations and plans all in place. For the family to come makes for a wonderful scene. But it's more. In my heart, I ask, are you ready for Jesus? He's coming again. He has promised all prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the time all around us, not knowing exactly when. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 18, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive will remain and be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Yes, we now anticipate his coming again. You need to know, are you ready to go? Come, Lord Jesus, even so. I'm rejoicing in Jesus. Amen. And I thank you for sharing this with your audience.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Marge. Thanks for calling. We've got Jim next in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm thankful for a retired gentleman, a retired carpenter, actually a cabinet maker in Pensacola. Name is Bill, and he had donated over 7,600 crosses, that small crosses makes, and he gives them to ministries to give out to their people. Our city is being sued by the people against crosses, the ACLU, and the Freedom From Religion group, and they're forcing us to take down a cross on city property. And if Christians would put up these signs in front of their home, I think it would solve the problem and be a bold statement. But I'm thankful for Bill, who has made over 7,600 signs, and we've helped in our ministry, our men's ministry, to give out many, many of these.
God bless you, Jim, and thank you for sharing that tribute here today, and thank you for standing for the Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and I appreciate Crosstalk.
Thanks. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Lorna is next in Michigan. Hi, Lorna. You're on the air.
Hi there. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
I truly enjoy telling people that because it is Merry Christmas. And also, I want to say I'm very thankful for Crosstalk and World View Weekend, Brandon House. I have a driving job, and I try to make my routes so I can hear you every day.
Wonderful.
So thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
And same to you. Thank you. Jackson, Mississippi. Elizabeth, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I want to thank him most for Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I want to thank him for a deeply religious, godly lady that he gave to us to be our mother. And I just thank Jim, you and your staff. And my favorite, I'm a baby boomer, and my favorite hymns growing up, we sang them in school. You know the ones, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, A Little Town of Bethlehem, mm-hmm. Silent Night, Holy Night, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to praise, give them all my praise and glory and love.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Fred is next to Milwaukee. You're on the air, Fred.
Yes, thank God I'm here for another day, and you are too. And I wanted to tell people that now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe for nothing. For I delivered to you, and this is for people that have eyes to see and ears to hear that are out there, of first importance that which I also received from the risen Lord in heaven, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And this is for pastors, teachers, evangelists, rabbis that don't know yet, the eyes to see and ears to hear haven't been opened, and anyone else listening if they get the message. And also, I saw a saying that they took the Muslim clause about Yah, Akbar, and they had in Psalm 68:4, it says Yah, that's God's name in that psalm. And so if you put Yahu Akbar, that means our God is greater than their God. And that's the way it is and will always be.
Well, he indeed is the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you so much, Fred. Have a Merry Christmas. Patricia in Las Cruces, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say my greatest gift I've ever gotten was when I was saved in March of 1959. But my greatest Christmas gift was the day my daughter was born 57 years ago this Christmas.
Hmm.
And she has been a darling and a blessing to my life.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Patricia. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. We have Don in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Don.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your staff, Jim. I thank the Lord that today for my son being home from the Air Force after 4 years of service. And I thank the Lord for my wife of 43 years, Chris. And I thank the Lord for Rejoice Radio, bringing Crosstalk. And one special thing about Rejoice is they don't give the artists names, the singers. Glory to the singers, and so it's not a money-making thing.
Great.
Thank you, Jim?
I am, and we're very grateful for the Rejoice Network and all the other independent stations that make Crosstalk available for listeners. And we encourage you to get behind and support your local station and say thanks for carrying Crosstalk.
All right.
Great. Thank you for calling, Don.
Can I say one other thing?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, for in about 30 years now, I came across, I don't know who gave it to me, a Christian publication called The Sword of the Lord, and it's out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and it's really, really been a blessing to me because it's straight King James. And I love to read sermons.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Don. We're going next to Mike in Sparta, Wisconsin. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Well, hi. This is Mike Jorgensen. I'm very thankful for the nice Christmas music you've been playing on VCY this Christmas season. And I love to sing all the songs and stuff. And also, I'm thankful that last month I was able to go to Washington, D.C. and see all the sites in Washington, D.C. on that trip. I enjoyed that trip very much.
Great.
Okay.
God bless you, Mike. Have a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Eugene from West Virginia, you're on the air.
Yeah, Brother Jim, God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
I want to thank God for your program. I've learned a whole lot from it. I've heard about 4 years now, and someone turned me over on to that station. I want to thank God for everything he's done for me, especially for saving my soul one day about 5 years ago. And nothing has changed. Everything has become new. And I really enjoy Christmas when it comes now, because I never did like Christmas. And so I found a Christian home and family, and my family taught me how to learn to love Christmas too. So the meaning of it is that Christ was born that day, and I thank you for coming into my soul. God bless you, Jim. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Eugene, for the call. Espaniola, New Mexico. Alfonso, you're on the air.
Yes. What Christmas means to me, I want to wish all your listeners and yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Christmas to me means a day to celebrate the birth of my Lord and my Savior.
Yeah.
At 23, I made the decision to put a gun in my mouth and end my life. If he hadn't stepped in that day and intervened, I would not be here talking to you today. So, that being said, I am looking forward for this coming April to celebrate my 64th birthday.
Wow.
For me, Jesus is the God of my life, and all who believe in him, just ask, and he'll always be there.
Alfonso, all I can think of through your testimony, praise God for his amazing grace.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. God bless all of you.
Thank you for your call here, and have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Donald in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm very thankful for the birth of Jesus Christ and the reason why he came to this earth to die for his sins. And also, I appreciate that digital technology is already available now, so it's easy to arrange your gift. Only the Christmas music that focuses on Jesus Christ, and these are part of my arrangement to have only Christ-centered Christmas music in my home and in my vehicle.
That's wonderful. God bless you, Donald. Thank you so much for the call. Have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Sunil.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we've got several people lined up here on the phone, so stay with us, and I still have an open line here, 800-733-9829. Line opens up each time you hear somebody terminate their call with us. We'll be back for more of Christmas Reflections 2017 after this brief break. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Well, let me say Merry Christmas. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, cosmos, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." The great story of Christmas is the incarnation of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. He who knew no sin became as if he had sinned. Well, he didn't have any sin. He was perfect and sinless. That's why he's our Savior. And his righteous life was credited or imputed to our account through faith and repentance. You see, salvation is available to all, but it's only applicable to those through faith and repentance. Use this Christmas season to proclaim the reason for Christ's birth, that there might be restitution of our relationship with our Holy Father through faith and repentance. Available to all, but only applicable to those who surrender their life to Christ through faith and repentance. Christmas Reflections 2017 coming your way from Crosstalk. What a joy taking your calls from across the nation here today. And we're going to continue. Let's see, this next caller is Mike in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And I'm just thankful this Christmas and every Christmas that God's plan to save us through Jesus could not be thwarted by Satan or anybody else. And his plan to restore all things cannot be thwarted by Satan either.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so grateful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Satan has tried over and over again, but God, the prophecy from Genesis 3:15 truly came to pass.
Amen.
Thank you for the call. Dorothy in Lafayette, Indiana, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I am calling my, well, I have a couple of favorites, but one of my favorites is Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh, I love that too.
And I challenge anybody to have the fun of going through it and seeing that on almost every phrase, Jesus is mentioned. Hmm. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to who?
The newborn king.
Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Of course, that's about him.
Mm-hmm.
Who clothed in flesh the Godhead see, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go clear through it. Charles Wesley really put Jesus out there in front where he belonged.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is, Dorothy, and that's one of my favorite Christmas carols as well. And I rejoice, you know, sometimes we go into a shopping location and you hear this in the background, and you want to yell out, people, listen to the words of the song here, because
exactly.
The message of salvation is right there.
Yeah, and I do challenge everybody, anyone, to go through it and notice how Jesus specifically is mentioned. All the way through.
God bless you, Dorothy.
Lord bless you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That was Dorothy in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's go to Timothy in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Jim.
Hi there.
I am so thankful for a vice president and our president this Christmas that acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that there's a magnificent nativity display inside the White House that honors the birth of Jesus. God bless Mr. Trump and VCY, who contribute so much to making our country great every day. Merry Christmas, and God bless our nation.
Amen. God bless you, Timothy. You also have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Let's go to Marisol in Florida. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, let's try Brad in West Dallas. Brad, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
I just want to thank God for his word that he's given us. He made sure that it was written so to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a super-duper education to understand it, and you don't have to have some mucky-muck tell you what it says. It kind of fits in with this Read It in 1 Year Bible that you've got going on now, mm-hmm. It adds a little structure to your Bible reading, and you just know this, everybody out there, the more you read it, the more you're going to understand it on the second and third pass. So don't give up reading the Bible. Open it up a little more often and maybe add a little structure to it, but it's an important thing to do.
Amen. Amen. That's where we find the words of life, Brad.
There you go.
That's where we find the solution to the problems of the day.
Yep.
God bless you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Troy in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is just wanted to say that Merry Christmas, first of all. God bless. I just want to say that Jesus is the reason for this season. I love the Lord for what he's done. If it wasn't for the Lord's birth, we wouldn't be saved.
Yeah.
I just want to thank the Lord for bringing his son to us in the city of Nazareth. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in this situation. I just want to thank you, Lord, for Christmas. I just want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your son to die for us and give us that hope of life that you give us. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Troy. Thank you for calling, and have a Merry Christmas. Robert is next in Oregon. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, I have I love Jesus very much. And I thank the Lord for
stronger is he who is in me than he who is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So every time these anti-Jesus people bash us as believers of Jesus Christ, we can always pray and ask God to help us. And I live in the mountains, okay, and I like a white Christmas because when I was a little boy, I grew up in a country where Christmas was related to the snow. And so I look around and I see God's glory through the snow and the trees and how everything works together for his glory. And I just can't help but get on my knees and pray and say, thank you, God, for your creation and bless you. And thank you for Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. Just remember, read the Word of God daily and praise his name and pray to him all the time, because that way you will not be deceived. It's so important not to be deceived in our day of age that we're in.
Amen.
Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you,
God,
Robert.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas. Sherry in Kenosha, looks like you'll be our final caller today. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to thank God for sending Jesus. Because if you have salvation in him, and also you got your family this Christmas and your brothers and sisters in Christ and your friends, you got everything. I mean, everything. You know, Christmas isn't about gifts and presents so much as it should be.
Yeah.
About salvation and Jesus and what he really means.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sherry, so much. We're out of time on the broadcast, but we certainly do wish you a very blessed Christmas as well. Thank you for calling. Well, friends, thank you for participating here in our Christmas Reflections 2017. And I trust that you're taking time aside to really focus in on the real reason for this season, not the busyness. We get caught up in that, it seems. But let's not neglect that greatest gift, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll conclude as we started with the program today from 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Have a blessed Christmas from all of us here at Crosstalk and the VCY America Network.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.